you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, Coach's Corner here on KOA 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We've started to talk about fall sports, which is not that far off. In fact, in less than a week, the Carbon High School golf team will participate in their first meet. And once again, they'll be under the direction of head coach Tom King. The Dinos have finished in the top five each of the last 2 years, but this year it's a little bit different because a 3A classification is shaping up to play in favor, I believe, of Carbon in all sports. They're one of the bigger 3A schools, so it is a big change from the last couple of seasons. Earlier today, I was able to catch up with Coach Tom King over the phone. We talked about tryouts, which wrapped up on Monday, what this team looks like, who he's expecting big things out of, and of course, the start of the season. Here's our interview earlier today with Coach Tom King.
TK, as always, I look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for making time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Always, always, Coach. You guys wrapped up tryouts on Monday, and so now we're getting set to go for the season, which is not that far off. You guys actually don't have a whole lot of time before you dive into the action. What was your impression of tryouts this year?
Yeah, you know, our first tournament comes up really quick on us this year. So tryouts, I didn't have near as many kids as I thought I would have that I did in the past. As far as my impression, I could tell the kids that came out and played a little bit this summer. I actually had a couple of kids that I cut last year that came back out this year, and they definitely improved drastically. They improved a lot, and you can tell they played over the summer. I had some new kids, a couple of young kids that have come out and tried, and some kids that are still new to the game that tried out. Unfortunately for those kids, they just need to get a little bit more season under their belt and spend another summer practicing and working on the game. As far as my tryouts go, I give it a B. You know, number of kids, I'd like to see more kids come out. But I understand that, you know, there's so many things going on, and it's so early. It's crazy how early this season is compared to when school starts.
As far as that first meet goes, or first tournament, rather, for you guys, it's coming up in what? Is it a week?
Yeah, so it's on Tuesday, August 8th. And
right.
So we're getting ready. We just finished tryouts, and now we've got our team set. Now they're out there practicing today. We start qualifying tomorrow. We qualify for 2 days to see who's going to be on the team, and then we just got to get ready to go. With this new region, it's going to be a little different. There's a few more schools in this region, so we have a few more tournaments, and we'll see. It's going to be a test for the waters this first match to see where we're at.
As far as the team that you guys have returning on the varsity, obviously you're led by Riker Smith, who has been phenomenal for you guys over the past 2, even 3 years. I mean, this is a kid that I know we've been waiting for the senior campaign, TK, and it's here already, but a kid that we knew going into his senior year, he'd make a big splash.
Yeah, you know, Riker's been one of those kids that I can depend on week in, week out. He's obviously been one of my low players, or my low player pretty much every year, starting from his freshman year. He came in. Definitely going to miss Caden Alderson and Joey Penovich. With those two seniors graduating last year, they were such contributors to the team. And, you know, if they had one more year, I mean, we would dominate the region and the state, for that matter. But unfortunately, you know, I lost them and they moved on. So I got to depend on Riker and a couple of the kids that have come back from the previous year, which would be both Gagan brothers, Brady and Ryan Gagan, and Carson Martinez. All three of those kids have varsity experience, and so they need to step it up and pick it up. And quite honestly, the kid that impressed me the most through the summer that came in from the summertime practicing, got cut last year, improved his scores, and has been playing pretty solid, has been Zay Carrillo. He actually came in and impressed me this summer and this tryout season, so I'm going to probably lead on him a little bit as well.
As far as having four solid kids for varsity, and the last 2 years you mentioned it, I mean, TK, really, you had six kids that at any given time could provide you with a top four score on the team into the meet. I don't know if that's the case again for you guys this year or not, but, I mean, talk to the advantages of having six kids that could put forth a solid fourth score for you.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage. You know, when you have six kids that can come in and throw a good score, and what I mean by good score in high school golf is 79 or better, it's definitely it's nice, because if one of the top kids has a bad day, or, you know, just is in a slump, I can count on that and still throw in a 79-80. Right now, Riker doesn't have, and when I say Riker, he's probably my number one player. His supporting cast is not as strong as it was in the past. I've definitely got to rely on Brady Gagan and Ryan Gagan. You know, they've got huge experience. They've played a lot of summer golf, played a lot of junior golf, and a lot of tournaments. And they've played well through the summer, but their consistency is not quite there all the time. Carson Martinez is another one that's played a lot of summer golf, varsity experience as well, that I'm going to have to lean hard on. And he's been going through a slump this last week, especially through tryouts and this first week of practice. So that's what's hurting when you don't have that top six kids that are solid week in, week out. I've got to try to develop those. I think I can with Zave Trio. Another one that's improved a lot through the summer was Nick Olson. And then I've got the Caden Slavinsky kid who's got a great swing, and same thing with the younger Penovich, Jordan Penovich. They both have worked hard on their swings through the summer. Their ball striking has improved immensely, but it's just their thought process out on the golf course and making simple mistakes into big mistakes.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. Coach, you did mention the new classification for you guys as far as 3A looks. And in Region 14, I mean, American Leadership, Delta, Juab, Mesa Prep, Providence Hall, and Union, what do you know about these teams, and where do you see realistically right now, if you had to make a guess, where do you see you guys fitting in?
You know, the only one I really know about is Union, because we've played against them in the past with the Eastern Utah Cup. We still have Juab in our region, and unfortunately they're just not a solid team, so I'm not too worried about them. The other schools I have no clue about. You know, Delta, I do know the head golf professional there pretty well, and he's also the head golf coach. I talked to him about his kids and the quality of their kids. I don't think they're up there very well. He said he's got one young kid that's pretty good, but other than that, again, no supporting cast for him. Mazer, Providence Hall, ALA. The only thing I can do is look online and see what they did last year at the state tournament, which I did, and their scores aren't outstanding. So my opinion is this team should win region again. Will we dominate it? I don't know yet. We'll find out here next week.
Such an interesting realignment. I mean, really, you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, if you had last year's team into this region, this classification, rather, you guys would be one of the top dogs in the entire state. I do know that while there's still some uncertainty, TK, the latest realignment is good for Carbon Athletics in general.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, it, quite honestly, Jordan, let's call a spade, and it's like all of a sudden we're 2.5A. There's some 2A schools that have moved up and some 3A schools that have kind of went down, and unfortunately for Carbon County in general, I mean, the population isn't as growing, and so our schools are getting a little bit smaller, so we have to move in those classifications, and as the other schools have gotten bigger, they've made now the 6A schools. It's sure going to be nice to get rid of Park City. That's a huge thing. It's sure going to be nice to get rid of all the St. George schools, because as a golf team, those St. George schools can play a lot during the winter, during the summer. And they've been solid, and we competed against those in the last 2 years at the state, finishing top five every year. It's nice to get rid of those schools. I think the one that we'll have to watch will be Grand County. You know, they've won 2A before quite a few times. As far as Manti, I'm not sure how solid they'll be. So I see it as an advantage for Carbon High School, at least Carbon High School golf. I don't see why we cannot come home with a state championship, but you just never know. We won't know until we get to state, or at least through the region scores, and I start watching the scores and start seeing what other region schools are doing, or other 2A schools or 3A schools are doing. But I would think for Carbon High School golf, I know it's a good advantage for us, and I'm sure it's a good advantage for all the other sports and for Carbon High as well.
You did mention the success that you guys have had over the last 2 years. Again, two top five finishes. And a kid like Riker, who is really should be one of the cream, you know, up there, is cream of the crop as far as individuals in this upcoming season. Have you noticed a difference in his mindset knowing that this is the final high school golf season of his career?
You know, Riker's he's like a son to me. He always has been. He definitely he's somber a little bit this year, and I don't know if it's because it is his senior year and he feels a little bit of pressure. I've kind of been grooming him as far as talking to him is from when his ninth grade year and on, that he will be a state champion. And I wholeheartedly believe that he'll be a state champion this year as an individual. That's a lot of pressure to put on a kid, too. But he's been playing a lot of junior golf schedules. He's been playing well in junior golf, where he's been shooting under par at times. And we'll see. I hope we don't put a lot of pressure on him. Sometimes he walks around here like his dog just died with his lip down sometimes. But I think he puts so much pressure on himself and wants to play so good, so well so many times that, you know, his expectations are pretty high as well. So I think this kid is going to be a state champion. I sure hope so. That's my goal for him, and I think that's his goal for himself as well. But I don't want to put so much pressure on him, too, that it's just it hurts him. So that's we'll watch that and see what happens.
Less than a week away before your first meet, so we'll end with this, DK. What do you do between now and then with such a short amount of time to prepare these kids? What are some of the things that you really focus on?
Well, while we're out practicing yesterday, I've got to get their ball striking a little bit better. And then watching mistakes. Last year and the year before that, you've always heard me talk about the short game, and I still believe in that 100%. If they can work on their short game from 100 yards and in and make the middle little mistakes, you know, keep the ball in play and then get it down there, they should be able to score well. I've always said we want to be a 300 team or sub-300 team. Last year, not a problem. This year, we'll see. I'm guessing, you know, 310 to 315 will be a good score in this region. We'll see what we shoot this first match and go from there. That'll be kind of our guiding light there to see where we need to go, where we need to improve on.
TK, it's always fun to catch up with you, always fun to get an update on the team. Thank you again. Best of luck on the 8th, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad talking about the beginning of the season and this year's roster. Really excited to see what Riker Smith has up his sleeve this season. We've been talking about Riker getting better and better from his freshman year. Now he's a senior state champion. He definitely has the makings to do it. If he can get some help, Carbon has a legitimate chance to win a state championship in golf. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene. It's a Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.